Now is the time, episode 60. I'm Caleb Succo, and this is the podcast where we talk about how we can use our lives right now to worship our God. Well, how are you, friends, today? It is Friday here in Odessa where I'm recording this right now, and it has been a very busy week for us. Our church is doing Vacation Bible School this week, and so our kids, can you believe, our kids are growing up. Three of our kids are helping out in the Vacation Bible School, and only two of them are actually participants in the Bible School, in the Daily Vacation Bible School. So it's kind of neat to see them grow and be able to, you know, have some sort of ministry in the church. But it's been a busy week with that going on. And we are also getting ready to go to Moldova on Monday for 5 days, where we're going to have a conference with our fellow missionaries here in Ukraine, as well as some missionaries from Romania and Bulgaria. So we're looking forward to that. And by the way, if you do follow our videos on YouTube, I'll be posting a little bit about that on YouTube. Although I'm not sure how great our internet is going to be at this camp that we're going to be at. So hopefully I'll have an ability to upload some things while we're there. But by the way, if you didn't see actually today's video, I do show a little bit of what our Vacation Bible School is like. And I have to say, I'm just blown away. I'm blown away by the youth in our church and those that organize this. I take really no credit for it. It is organized by some great people in our church, and they have just gone all out with outfits and songs and decorations. And I really don't know the number, but I've been there both days. Today is the third day, so all 3 days. And there's definitely, I would say, 100 plus children. And my only real job there is picking up kids. We are bringing kids in from the sanatorium where the refugee families are, the disabled refugees. And we're bringing them in. And so I usually pick up about 8 to 10 kids every morning, plus a couple of adults, and bring them into the Vacation Bible School. And then they are there all day. And then I bring them back in the evening. And very interesting story about that. I'll put a link into the video in the show notes, but check it out, because I had an interesting experience with one of the fathers who ended up drunk after our Vacation Bible School when I went to pick them up. So check out that video. I think you might find it interesting. And it has to do with our topic today, which is how to communicate the gospel clearly and convincingly. And this, friends, is a vital topic, because if we don't do this, our churches will not grow. This is the one and only biblical means of church growth. That is sharing the gospel so that people believe. That's what we want. We want people to believe. And so I want to talk to you today about how to communicate the gospel clearly and convincingly. But I think we're going to focus on really clearly. And one more just news item. I told you next week we're going to be in Moldova, so appreciate your prayers for our trip to Moldova. Tomorrow I'm going to be in Nikolaev, Ukraine. We have a group of students there. We have 4 that are graduating from our first level courses. I'm going to be giving the graduate certificates and then also just spending some time with our school there. They're doing a little picnic. I will try to put that on the vlog as well on YouTube. So if you follow us there, you can catch that. But I appreciate your prayers for our trip to Nikolaev and our trip to Moldova. And school, of course, is starting soon, so pray for Christine as she gets ready to start school with the kids. So those are kind of the news items for this episode, which is episode 60. If you haven't checked out the show notes, it's succofamily.org/60. Okay, that's the easy way to get those show notes. Oh man, and I almost forgot. I almost forgot. September is almost here, guys. Let's see. Monday is the 31st. So Tuesday, we start September on Tuesday. And we are doing this just for the month of September, 30 days of praying for Ukraine. So please join us for 30 days of praying for Ukraine. Again, there will be a link in the show notes, but if you want to go straight there, you can go to sukofamily.org/September. sukofamily.org/September. And you can sign up for daily prayer reminders for Ukraine in the month of September. And friends, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send out very short prayer requests and maybe even a little update or two, but very short, like two sentences, three sentences maybe, just to remind you daily to pray for Ukraine. And you can take each request is going to be specific for that day. And some of them will be, praying for the country and praying for peace and things like that. And others will be more related to ministry here. But I will be using specific names and just asking you to pray, bring these things to God, because Christine and I feel that this is just a very, what's the best word to use for it? The Ukraine is at a turning point. And this is a time when God is doing some really amazing things. And I truly believe that there are certain times in history when it's just God works amazingly. And certainly after the fall of communism, that was one time in Ukraine. That was 24 years ago. And we're seeing him work again in ways that we haven't seen in since we've been here in Ukraine. So we just feel the need of consistent and concentrated prayer. And so that's why we're just doing this 1 month, 30 days of praying for Ukraine. So join us and just sign up at sukofamily.org/September. Okay. All right, friends, that is truly it for the announcements, for the news, for this episode. Now let's talk about how to communicate the gospel clearly. There's a lot of methods out there, a lot of different methods, a lot of different tools. And I think that we have to be a little bit cautious when it comes to these different methods and tools, because every time a new method comes along, it is often promoted as, okay, this is the end all. This is how you should communicate the gospel. And it's just not, okay? Maybe it has some good ideas. Maybe it's helpful in some certain contexts and things like that. But it's not. And I'm not against all different kinds of methods and tools. Not at all. We use them. But I think that sometimes we get a little bit taken with a certain type or way that the gospel is shared. And that can be to our detriment. And so when we talk about clearly communicating the gospel, I don't want to just give you like one method. You know, there's like the Romans Road or something like that. Certainly in some contexts, that could be very, very useful. But I want to talk about some, say, more basic ideas that could possibly be used in any context. And so the first point that I really think is important if we want to communicate the gospel clearly is, now don't laugh, is this: know the gospel. K-N-O-W, the gospel. Know it yourself. And, you know, sometimes I hesitate to bring, you know, something like this up thinking like, well, that's too simple. Or, I mean, yeah, okay, sure. Well, I know the gospel. Let's move on to the next point. No, stop. Just stop for a second, okay? Know the gospel inside and out. Know the gospel in your life. Know the gospel in your head. Know the gospel in your heart. Okay? That is just, you cannot replace that aspect for clear gospel communication. the better we know the gospel, the easier it is for us to communicate it in different contexts to different people in any kind of situation. But I think that the problem we run into a lot is that we assume that we know the gospel. That if we've been in the church for 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, whatever, or we grew up in the church, then we just have this assumption that we know the gospel, and we have this kind of sort of little formulaic sort of idea of what it is that we just kind of blurt out to people. But friends, we need to know the gospel, and we need to continue knowing the gospel. We need to continue investigating the gospel. It is a basic truth, I understand. It is a simple truth, but it is a life-changing truth as well. And there's a lot in Scripture that talks about the gospel, the good news, okay? The good news that Jesus lived a perfect life, died a sacrificial death, and was raised to life in victory over sin. That, of course, is the core of the gospel. But the gospel is good news. It is good news that the New Testament gives us. And the New Testament gives us that good news in many different ways. And so if you read how Christ preached the gospel, because he did, he preached the gospel of the kingdom, it says. Or if you read how Paul preached the gospel, or how Peter preach the gospel, or how Paul preached the gospel in different books. You know, there's not just one way that this is the gospel, how it's preached, okay? And so when I say know the gospel, what I'm saying is study your Bible. Study it deeply so that those truths live within you. And so that when you want to communicate the gospel, that you can dig deep into this resource that is in the depths of your soul, and not just find one formula for how to communicate, but be able to put together the perfect, or nearly as you can get to perfect, formula or way to communicate the gospel in any given situation. And so don't just, you know, too often we're just looking for that silver bullet. We're looking for that magic button to push. Okay, it's not there. Keep studying. Make sure that you understand and know the gospel as well as possible if you want to clearly communicate the gospel. The second point that I think is really vital in clear gospel communication is to know your audience. And when I say audience, I know that most of the time we're not preaching to audiences of 100 or 200 or 300 or even to audiences of 5 or 10. Most of the time when we preach the gospel, it is to one or two or maybe three people. But when I say audience, I'm just talking about whoever it is that you're communicating the gospel to. Know them. Know and understand, what do they already believe? What kind of mistakes do they make in their belief? Are they Buddhists? Are they atheists? Are they New Age? Because your approach to them in communicating the gospel depends on where their core beliefs are right now. And the better you understand that, the more accurately you can pinpoint the gospel in their lives, the more accurately you can pinpoint the problems in their belief, and then enlighten those problems with the light of the gospel. And so it's really important, and I understand that, yes, not in all circumstances can we know our audience, And the bigger your audience is, the more difficult it is to know them in detail. But as much as possible, I think it's a responsibility for us to know our audience. So, for instance, a very good example of this is when Paul went to Athens, and before he preached the gospel, he went around the city and he looked. He figured out that they were a religious people. He figured out what their problems were, that they had this statue to the unknown God. They didn't know the God who created the heavens and the earth. And that knowledge of their belief, of their beliefs, it dictated how Paul preached the gospel in that circumstance. So that's why I say, know your audience is the second thing that you need to do in order to clearly communicate the gospel. The third thing, and this is very much related to number two, and that is to ask questions. One of the most dangerous things that we can do when we preach the gospel is just to continue spouting out information without letting those that we're speaking to interact with us. Why is that dangerous? It's dangerous because you may have already lost them long ago. Literally, okay, not that long ago, and I don't want to say too many details because I don't want to you didn't know the person I'm talking about, but I heard someone preaching the gospel, and they were doing it with a very sincere heart. But I looked at the people that this person was preaching to, and literally, like almost half of them were falling asleep. He had lost them. I mean, he had just totally lost them. And he just kept going on and on and on and on and on. Folks, pay attention. Pay attention to the people that you're talking to. Ask them questions. Do you understand this? Do you have any questions? Does this make sense to you? Do I need to explain this more? And whenever you're sharing the gospel, just stop every minute or two and ask a question. Or maybe just simply ask questions, investigative questions. Say, you tell them about the God who created the universe. And then ask them, did you know that God created mankind in his image? And if they say, no, I've never heard that, then explain it to them in more detail. They say, yes, I've read Genesis, I know about that. Well, then you can probably move on to the next point that you want to share with them. So ask investigative questions. Ask questions to make sure they are understanding. Ask questions to help you find out about their background. Ask them if they have a Bible at home. Ask them if they've read the Bible. That's one of the things that that I ask a lot when I share the gospel is, first of all, do you have a Bible? Many people don't. Some people do. And then if they have a Bible, have you ever read the Bible? And you know, it's interesting the responses that you get back. Ah, no, I don't really. Well, so one of the responses that we get back from people who have read the Bible is, yeah, I read it, but I don't really understand anything there. That's a common response that we get. And so the idea, like here in the Orthodox Church, is that the common person generally shouldn't need to read the Bible. It's the priest's job to read the Bible. So if I know that at least somebody has a Bible and that maybe they've tried to read the Bible, then at least I know that they have some respect for the Bible, and I probably don't have to defend what the Bible says. The problem is just that they just don't know what's in the Bible. But if I come across someone, I ask them, do you have a Bible? And they say, no. And I say, well, have you read the Bible? And they say, no. Well, then I better, first of all, tell them what the Bible is and tell them why they should read it. Because they have no idea. So these questions are very important for a clear communication of the gospel because it helps us to know, also to know who we're talking with, to stay in contact with them, to make sure that they are understanding what we are talking about as well. And The fourth thing that I think is important to remember is don't ever use a cookie cutter approach to sharing the gospel. I mean, just look at Jesus' ministry. Everyone that came to him, you know, there was the rich young ruler, there was Nicodemus, there were different people that came to him. There was the woman at the well, and every time he had a different twist to how he shared the gospel to them. Why? Different context, different person. And so he first of all, he knew who was coming to him. You know, with Nicodemus, he knew that he was a Pharisee, that he was a religious ruler. The woman at the well, he knew that she'd had what, like, you know, five husbands or what have you. With the rich young ruler, he knew that he had a problem with money and pride. And so his way in sharing the gospel reflected what he knew about these individuals that he was sharing with. So don't just use a cookie cutter approach. Make it unique, make it personalized, make it individual. And in every case, it just has to be that way. So I want to share with you a couple of resources that I find helpful in this task that we have of sharing the gospel clearly and convincingly. And by the way, if you don't share the gospel clearly, it's really impossible to be convincing in sharing the gospel. And I don't want to get into apologetics and, you know, different proofs and things like that. Sometimes, you know, we need to do that if we're talking with someone who doesn't believe that the Bible is God's word or believes it has errors or something like that. But when I say communicating the gospel clearly and convincingly, I mean, first of all, clearly, because we have nothing if we have not communicated clearly. Secondly, convincingly. Convincingly means communicating it in a passionate way, as if there was a power in the gospel to radically change the life of the person that we are talking to. And friends, the only way that we can communicate with that passion is if the gospel has already radically changed our own hearts and lives. And so be careful, friends. Make sure that your life is so invested in the gospel that there is evident change daily as you walk the gospel through your life, as you walk with Jesus. Make sure that that change is there. Make sure that you are growing, because there is nothing more convincing than seeing someone's life changed, knowing the truth, and then seeing someone else's life changed radically. In fact, I will share with you just briefly my interaction yesterday with this man who came with me from the sanatorium, and he came to our vacation Bible school with his kids, and then he went off to the beach all day. I came back, he was drunk, but not so drunk that I couldn't talk to him. And I told him, I said, you know, it's not good to be drunk. And he got a little bit aggressive, like, what do you mean? How are you? Well, I don't understand what you're saying. It's not good to be drunk. And so I explained to him that it's bad for your mind and your body, and that the scripture says not to be drunk. And then we kept talking, and he asked a bit about our faith, and so I explained to him in as much detail as I could in the, you know, 10 minutes or so that we had. And when we got back, you know what he asked me? He said, because at first he was trying to argue with me that it's good to get drunk. And when we got back, he looked at me and said, do you think that God could really free me from this alcoholism? So you see, friends, he recognized the problem, and he recognized the life change. He recognized his own need for life change. I don't know how much he saw in me, you know, really of life change and things like that. But hopefully he did see some sort of something in my life that said, you know what, there is hope to change your life. And so I think that is the most convincing thing that we can do, is to passionately communicate through a changed life. All right, so I want to share with you a couple of these resources. First of all, Good Soil Evangelism and Discipleship Training. This is something that our mission, ABWE, can do in your church. I highly recommend it. We do it here in Russian. We have the books in Russian. We lead seminars in Russian, and it focuses on really focuses on communicating the gospel, understanding the person you're communicating to, so you can communicate clearly. Okay, so check that out, and please, 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 if you'd like a seminar in your church, you can even contact me, and I can get you in touch. But I'll put a link there to the site for Good Soil Evangelism Discipleship. Okay, number two is a book by Greg Gilbert called "What Is the Gospel?" You know, get it. It goes in depth, and it talks about what the gospel is from a very biblical perspective, and very helpful book, okay, to understanding the gospel, all right? And then number three is a book by William Metzger. And I have to tell you, I haven't read this whole book yet, but I'm just starting it, and I'm really, really liking it, okay? And maybe I'll give a more detailed review sometime later on. But it's called Tell the Truth by William Metzger, okay? It focuses more on, you know, how we communicate the gospel. And it does present some different methods and things like that, but it's not exclusive in its methods. So Tell the Truth by William Metzger. Folks, check those out. Those two books are, they're affiliate links. So if you click on that link and go to Amazon, you buy anything, a little percentage of your purchase goes back, and we put that all into the ministry here. So we thank you for that. All right, friends, that is it for this episode. By the way, I didn't mention at the beginning, but just recently we clicked past 10,000 downloads on the Now is the Time podcast. I know it's not a big number, you know, when in comparison to some of the famous people out there and everything, but it means something to me. And I just want to thank you for downloading. Thank you for listening. It means a lot to me. This is a great way that I can communicate with you, that I can hopefully share something that is helpful to you. And, you know, it's helpful for me, too, as I prepare for these things. By the way, a lot of these things are just stuff that I preach or I teach on here in Russian. So this is a great avenue for me as I prepare my sermons, and or sometimes I do the podcast after my sermons. And it has been very beneficial to me. Hey, if anything has been beneficial to you in the recent podcast, let me know. Or just send me an email or comment on this on Facebook or on my website. Let me know what has helped you in the Now is the Time podcast. And if you haven't left a review on iTunes, appreciate it if you do that, friends. All right, until next time, please share the gospel clearly, convincingly, passionately, with all that you have and in every circumstance. Friends, be blessed.